I think he, I'm kind of a smart aleck, you know. I'm thinking this disciple was kind of a smart, hey, Jesus, what are you going to do with five loaves and two fish, you know? We don't have anything, but we got this little boy's lunch, you know. What are you going to do with that? You know, I kind of feel like it was that kind of thing. You can take that or leave it. But this little boy comes with his lunch. Now, how many understand this little boy comes with five loaves, two fish? He probably didn't get up that morning and say, I think I'll go to the kitchen and I'm going to make my lunch. This little boy, his mama made him a lunch. How many know a mama's made lunch is good? Anything my mama makes, my mama's 89 years old and she still can cook me something and I feel good about it, you know? But, you know, my kids, when they were growing up, they went to public school, but, you know, they never ate a school lunch. One day, my wife usually took my girls to school, but one day it was my job that day, and my wife had something to do, and she said, make sure you take Lily's lunch with you. I got it made. I made her a lunch. And we get down the road, and I forgot about the lunch, and I said, Lily, did you have your lunch that your mom made? She said, it's right here in this bag. I said, what's in that bag? She starts pulling out stuff. It's like hummus and pita chips and little fruit cut up pretty and sandwiches cut in a little triangle. I'm like, I'm thinking, who does this? You know? And I said, does your mom do that every day? She says, every day. She said, Dad, look at this. She said, there's a napkin. If it was Christmas, the napkin would be Christmas. You know, like have a Christmas tree on.
Right now,
Santa
get the incredible iPhone 13 on us at T-Mobile, the network with more 5G bars and more places.
I'm becoming an influencer.
You know,
how so?
Perhaps, what do you call it? That the day, February 14th, Valentine's Day, it would have a heart on it, you know? And so my wife did that because she made that lunch with love. And I think this little boy's lunch that day was made with love. So it was a really good thing. But mama's lunch is good. But when Jesus blesses your good, he can make it unusually better. We see Jesus took that little boy's lunch and blessed it and multiplied it. He multiplied it so much that there were 12 baskets left over. And I think that was because, you know, that one disciple that was a little smart aleck, he's saying, now look, we got these 12 baskets left over. You're going to follow the little boy home and you're going to carry that lunch. And that little boy gets to his house and he says to his mom, look, mom, what we got? What is this? Well, it's the leftovers and she had enough to feed the whole family. See, when you bless people out of what you have, the Lord will always bless you in a way that is unusually better. So whatever is already good in your life can become unusually better, and what has become a source of what you have can become an abundant source of supply for others. And today, I don't know what you're going through, but barely enough can quickly become more than enough when you get involved with Jesus. Listen, today, I'm telling you, these are the days of miracles. These are the days of miracles. God wants to do something great in your life. God wants to do something awesome. And I will tell you, we've seen lots of miracles around the world. One church we were at in Virginia, Chesapeake, Virginia, there was a woman that came. Her name was Gloria. She came to the altar, and she asked for prayer. And I said, what's your need? And she said, well, I'm scheduled for surgery tomorrow. I'm having a double mastectomy. She had cancer in her breast. And she said, but I believe when you pray for me, she said that I'm going to be healed. I'll come back and give the testimony. She said, I don't know. I'm going to go to surgery, but I believe they're going to send me home and tell me everything's okay. I couldn't wait to pray for her. I prayed for her like this, according to your faith, so be it unto you. Didn't think anything more about it. The next night, nobody had heard from her. We knew she went to the hospital to have surgery the next morning, but we hadn't heard anything. She said, Pastor, don't come to the hospital. They're going to send me home. It'll be a waste of your time. 7 o'clock the next night, service starts. Nobody's heard from Gloria. Praise and worship's going on. 15 minutes, nobody still sees her. All of a sudden, I'm sitting on the front row. Somebody comes running by, runs up on the platform, pushes the pastor aside while he's leading singing, and says, I mean no disrespect, but I want to tell you, I was ready for surgery this morning. They were ready to put me under the anesthesiology. The anesthesiologist was there, ready to put me under. And the doctor came in and said, look, Gloria, I don't know, but I want to run one more test. before we do this. Just let me run one more test. And he ran another test, and he came back, and he said, Gloria, get your clothes back on and go home. He said, we must have made some kind of mistake. I'm here to tell you something. There was no mistake made on the cross of Calvary. For this purpose was the Son of God manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. I'm going to tell you, that night when we had church, it wasn't hard to have church, because even the dead folk were excited that night. The people that didn't respond started responding. So we started having a great move of God. And I'm going to tell you, I believe that God wants to still do miracles. These are the last days. We find that when Jesus turned the water into wine, and I'm going to talk about it, it said it was the beginning of miracles. Well, I'm going to tell you, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, Hebrews 13:8. So I believe he's never changed. So whatever you need, you ever see Jesus do something in the Bible, he'll do it for you today. Just reach out in faith. Reach out in faith today, because I tell you what, there's nothing. Gloria just was an average person, but I'm going to tell you, it started, some things began happening in that meeting. From that, a lady had come up to me, and she said, have you ever read in Acts chapter 19? That from the body of Paul came handkerchiefs and aprons, and evil spirits departed, and special miracles came forth. I said, yeah, I've read that. She said, well, the Lord said for you to give me your handkerchief. I said, what? She said, yeah, I'm going to wear your handkerchief until my healing manifests. This woman had come to the meeting. I'd seen her there. She walked with a limp. She was in her 70s. But she had I noticed her shoe was built up about 6 inches more than the other one. She walked with a limp. She said, I've had to wear a built-up shoe since I was a little girl. I got a problem with my hip. And she said, I'm going to wear that handkerchief till my healing manifests. Okay, that's the third week of revival. I'm there for 12 weeks. The fourth week, she has it on. It didn't matter where she went. She went to the post office. She had it pinned to the front of her blouse. Not inside of her blouse, not in her purse, not under her pillow. She wore it on the outside of her clothes. And people would say, what's that handkerchief you got pinned to the outside of your clothes? She said, have you ever read, from the body of Paul came handkerchiefs and aprons, special miracles came forth, and evil spirits departed. And so faith comes by hearing. That's the fourth week. Fifth week, she's still post office. People are asking. At the store, people are asking. Her family's asking. Sixth week of revival on Sunday night. We're out in a tent. We'd outgrown the church. And while I'm preaching, it's so hot, nobody's responding. All of a sudden, she lifts up her hand, starts waving it, and stands up and praising the Lord. And I just keep preaching. I think, well, at least somebody's happy. Then I see her go to the back of the tent. I see her go to the back of the tent, and when she goes to the back of the tent, I see her jumping up and down on one leg, and I think, this is the strangest, weirdest thing I've ever seen. Okay, and I'm thinking, I hope it doesn't spread, all right? Then I see her go get in a car, and I see her leave, okay? I see her drive off, and I think, okay, she was happy, now she's mad, okay? I give an altar call, I'm praying for people, and after a little while, about 30 minutes later, my wife says, you got to stop. The lady had come back. You got to hear what this lady said. She said, Brother Doug, why? You know, I've been wearing that handkerchief. She said, I got my special miracle. While you were preaching, he sent his word to heal. She said, I crossed my legs. She said, I normally don't do that because it would cause me excruciating pain in my hip. And she said, when I did, I didn't have any pain. She said, when I stood up, it felt weird. I felt a little cockeyed. So she said, I kicked off my built-up shoe, and I felt normal. She said, I went back to the back of the tent. She said, I was jumping up and down on my bad leg because that usually hurt. I had no pain. She said, I'm sorry I left, but I drove home and went to my house to take my pants off because I wanted to see the new leg that Jesus gave me. I'm here to tell you something, that God can do anything for anybody today. He's still the God of miracles, and I believe that God wants to do miracles. So we got about a minute before we're going to start praying for some things, and we're going to talk about some other things. But come on, call us up. Text us with your prayer requests. We're believing, Pastor and I and the ladies here, we're going to agree together. When there's power in agreement, and when we agree together, we're going to believe that things are going to change on your behalf. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I think tonight you ought to come out to the services too, because I'm just excited about what God's going to do. Amen.
Amen.
Where's the church at?
Yeah, 4227 West 3rd Street here in Elk City, just right down past Tractor Supply. So
Yeah, that's good. Well,
and that's the Gateway?
Gateway Church.
Yay.
Man.
That's it.
Okay. We'll start on these prayer requests now. Is this mic picking up? Because sometimes it doesn't work.
It's real low. Let me see if I can. There we go.
This is mic number one?
Yes, ma'am.
Should I take a different mic?
One thing heavy on all of our heart this morning, and you touched on it earlier, but that's to pray for the firemen that are standing guard on the prairie fires that were in Roger Mills County and over in the edge of Texas last night. They were there, probably many of them there all night, still there today, managing, watching the coals. So we want to remember them. And then we want to pray for Charlie and June Hartley, who lost their home last night. And as their daughter said, you know, it's just sad because that's where she grew up. All their memories are there. But like we talked about before the program started, it can all be replaced. And so, but we do want to remember them today. And then we want to pray for the family of Jackie Sue Lawrence, who went to her final resting place this past weekend. She was in her early 40s. And I'm going to let you start on these, but I've got a couple more. So when you finish those, we'll go to these next two.
All right. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this great day. But we're praying, Lord, for strength for these firemen that have been working, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you would give them supernatural ability. And, Lord, I pray that somehow that you would bring a miracle, that things would change on their behalf. But I pray for strength to their bodies and a hedge of protection around them. Angels keep charge over them, protecting them in all their ways. Lord, he that abides under the shadow of the Almighty, Lord, we know that there's protection there. So we believe today that things are, there's a blessing today for these men and these firemen and those that are there today in the name of Jesus. We pray for Charlie and June Hartley, Lord, that you'll just bring comfort to them. And Lord, even somehow what the devil's meant for bad, somehow turn it for good on their behalf and just bring them peace to their mind. We bring every thought into captivity for the weapons of our warfare. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds in Jesus' name. We pray for Jackie Sue Lawrence family. Lord, they're hurting right now, but you bring healing in the name of the Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, that that you're bringing the comfort of the Holy Spirit. And I pray, Lord, for the family, Lord, at this time, this tough time, Lord, that you would uphold them with the right hand of your righteousness. In the name of Jesus, I pray. We thank you, Lord, for great things happening in your name. Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
We want to also pray. Oops, I got the wrong mic here. Forget the one that works good. We also want to pray for the family of Johnny Rogers, who went to his heavenly home this past weekend after a valiant battle with cancer. And then Mia Ollinger, and I'm sorry if I mispronounced that. I don't know if it's Ollinger or Ollinger. Do you know, Monica? But anyway, she asked us to pray for her family. She wants us to pray for her husband to come back to the Lord and for her children to come back to get close to the Lord. Also, Mia has an ovarian cyst, and they're saying she needs a hysterectomy. She doesn't want to do that, and so we just want to pray for those needs for her.
All right. Father God, we pray right now for the family of Johnny Rogers. Lord, that you just speak peace into their life. The anointing today, Lord, destroys the yoke of bondage. Yes. And I pray, Lord, that the power of God would come where it just seems like they've been up against this. They've been up against it. They've been fighting this. They've been going. But, Lord, strengthen them now in the name of Jesus. And we pray for Mia Ollinger and her family. I pray, Lord, you said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. We claim household salvation. Lord, not only for her husband, but for the children. Lord, that you'll get a hold of their life. Lord, send a laborer to minister unto them the word of life. If they've ever heard any word in the past, let it rise right now. And Holy Spirit, bring conviction that they would be drawn to Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that something good is happening. And we believe, Lord, for Mia with this cyst. We command this cyst to wither and die. Unhealthy cells in that body wither and die, and healthy cells take their place. Lord, in the name of Jesus, this is the time for a miracle for Mia. And we believe, Lord, that you're reaching in. Right now, Lord, let the power of God fall on her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Lord, let her know that you're moving on her behalf right now. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that she's whole. Be made whole in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise God.
And then my sweet mama who's watching. I love you, mama. I love you. She asked, please pray for my family, unspoken. God knows.
Okay. What's your mama's name?
Eva.
Eva. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we pray for Eva, and we pray, Lord, the anointing of God flow through her life. Lord, you said that you would give us the desires of our heart, Lord. And Lord, I don't know, maybe she's in that dry, lonely place a little bit because she's been praying and praying and believing and believing. But today, Lord, we believe something's happening in the heavenly realm. Lord, today for Eva, Lord, let angels be dispatched on her behalf and demons shoved out of the way just so you can get to her in the heavenly realm. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for open heavens. We thank you for miracles, and we thank you, Lord, for this unspoken request for the family, Lord, that the anointing flows, and Lord, we believe things are turning around in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Amen. The Refuge Church, located at 18417 Highway 152 in Sayre, they are one of our Facebook sponsors. And Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue, they're also a sponsor. And Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And then our sponsor for today, Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction locks and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Love your ride today at Bardice and Ford of Elk City, Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters. We know that loving your ride means taking care of it. Our service team is here to keep your vehicle running its best, from oil changes to tires and everything in between. With the largest team of certified technicians in Western Oklahoma, let us show your ride some love today. Come experience the Bardice and difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service only at BardiceandFord.net.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.